Kevalasaka, or Kevalasakam, is our subject this evening. Harirnama eva kevalam, that's the refrain. Harirnama eva kevalam.
I got one.
Ashtaka means eight. Naam Ashtaka is eight prayers about the name. And Harir Nama, just like we know, everybody knows this one. If you don't know this one, you'll learn it quickly. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gathiranyata. So we all know that. From the scripture. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the name Diksha from Ishwara Puri, for 1 week, he instructed him on that one verse. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Eva Kevalam. So Kevalam is a strong word. If you were a Mayavadi, you'd like it. If you're a devotee, you'd like it too. Because Kevalam, for the non-devotee, for this monist, Kevala Advaita. And ours is Kevala Bhakti. Absolute monism. Kevala Advaita. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is Kevala Bhakti. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Eva Kevala. So this, the refrain here in the song is Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. The holy name is everything. The holy name is everything. And everything means everything. Everything. And you can sing along with the song. Could you bring the microphone stand over there? Could somebody kindly assist to bring the microphone stand?
Here, take the microphone stand over there. Take the... No, there's another one. Take the microphone stand over there. We're very musical, Hare Krishna movement. We like songs.
Thank you.
by the sweetness of the name. And it is the sweetest of the sweet. That is to say, there are sweet things that on the tongue taste sweet, but the sweetness on the tongue of the name is the sweetest because it eliminates our material condition of life. And the sweetness of the spiritual condition of life, the sweetness can't be compared, and that sweetness is Krishna. More sweet than all sweet things. More auspicious than all other auspicious things, because mangala, or auspiciousness, has a lot to do with achieving something you want of this world. There's an auspicious time for things, for marriage and for starting a business, and you can astrologically calculate when is an auspicious time to achieve something from a worldly event. The Vedas tell us how to do that. It's knowledge, how to achieve something of this world, and how to and when to, and if there's auspiciousness created by piety. By piety, by pious act, auspiciousness is created so that Janma, Aishvarya, Shruta, and Shri, all four things are generated by piety. Good birth, good education, good beauty, great wealth. Those are the fruits of piety for one who has leads an auspicious life in this life and after this life, that kind of material auspiciousness. But sweeter than that, or more auspicious than that, is spiritual auspiciousness, the opulence of the spiritual world. And all of that is within the name. It's more auspicious than all other auspicious things. Pavanam, purifier. What's clean? The state of making something clean, clean and clean and clean and clean. Well, what's immaculate? Nothing but clean. That's Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. And the name is of that pure goodness position. And by contacting the pure goodness of the name, one moves towards that pure goodness state. And pure goodness means no passion, no ignorance. Squeaky clean. No passion, no ignorance. That's the spiritual world. The holy name transports one through sound to the spiritual world. It's true. It's more auspicious than any other auspicious thing. And Brahma. So, this is Lord Brahma, down to a stamba, a clump of grass. The entire universe, sarva maya mayam. It's all the product of the illusory energy. From the topmost down to the lowest. All is the product of the illusory energy. Sarva maya. So that. Not so great. What about reality? Well, there's the reality of that which is eternal and connecting us with that which is eternal. Satyam, satyam, puna, satyam. The only thing that is reality, reality, again I say, in case you didn't hear the first two times, reality. Holy name. We were hearing during this weekend of Japa Retreat, the material ear and the material eye do not have the capacity to hear spiritually or to see spiritually. We will hear materially. We will see materially. How do you get beyond that covered condition? There are many things, but the most beneficial thing is sound. The whole of the Vedic process is resting on sound. Because the ear, even when you're asleep, there's one sense that's awake. Your eyes aren't awake. Your smelling isn't awake. Your sense of touch is dull. But the ear is when you have a lot of fun. Or if somebody calls you, hey, fool, time to get up. Ring, ring. So because the ear is alert. Similarly, the whole of the Vedic sound, Vedic wisdom, Vedic life, style, is resting on sound. And so, that's the spiritual reality. And the essence of all the Vedas is within the name. Say it again. The essence of all, the essence of the whole spiritual world is within the name. Because the name is not different than Krishna, and Krishna is not different than his abode. Everything is there. Radha, Krishna, Govardhan Hill, Tarsana, Nandabram, River Jamuna, Surly Cows, Gopis, Gopas, everything is there within the name. Everything is there within the name. The whole spiritual realm is packed up in that sound vibration. Everything is there. So we can connect with that transcendental reality and transcendental consciousness just through the name. Now, what's my cutoff time? Because we started a little late. I want to tell a story. Do I have time to tell a story? Huh? Okay, let me tell a story. Krishna book story. There are different Sudamas in Krishna's pastimes. There's Sudama Brahma, or Sudama Vitra, when Krishna was a little boy. They went to school together and they lived near Goloka. And they went to meet Krishna. That's one Sudama. There's a coward boyfriend. One of the Gopas, his name was Sudama. And there's another Sudama. Sudama, and the third Sudama, is the florist. Krishna left the prison house of Kamsa, went to Vrindavan, to Gokul, and he grew up as the foster child of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. And they moved from Gokula to many demons. They went back to Nandagram, a few places in between. And then finally, Akura came and took Krishna to Mathura. So, when Krishna was entering into Mathura, it was like deity worship. They took the bath, Abhishek, in the river Jamuna. Right? Krishna got down from the chariot and went in with Balaram after Akura took his bath, and he saw, Akura saw the spiritual world. First, then he saw Krishna and Balaram. Anyway, Abhishek. And then, after Abhishek comes from deity dressing, you need clothing, so he got clothing for the washerman. A little reluctant, but he got some suitable clothes. Then came Kupcha, deity dressing, right? Deity worship. So, scented oil and sandalwood paste, and Kupcha made her offering with love, so Krishna put his toes on her toes and the tips of his finger, same little tips of his fingers that were used to separate the head of the washerman, under the head of Kupcha, and whoop, the hunchback became straight. And she was very happy. And Then came a weaver.
So then there's
ornaments. And then came the garland time. So the florist who lived in Mathura gave Krishna garland, Balaram. His name was Sudama. There's a little story about Sudama. Those of you that have spent time in India, some of you older generation persons certainly have, the younger generation persons may not. When people, early in the morning, they want to do their puja, there's some trees, and they go to a basket or a cloth or something, and gather flowers for the fragrant, the trees that bear fragrant flowers, and go back home to their puja. Yes? A florist needs lots of flowers, and he knows where to go to get those lots of flowers. And he heard, because Mathura is very close to Vrindavan, and Vrindavan has lots of really nice flowers. So from time to time, he would go to Vrindavan to gather flowers. And one day, early in the morning, when he was gathering flowers in Vrindavan, what did he see? He saw Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd, the calves, the cowherd boys. And he was stunned. He forgot all about his flowers. He just became attracted to Krishna. And then he continued gathering the flowers, and from time to time he would go back, gathering flowers, but he was really wanting to see Krishna. He had become Krishna Bhakta by Krishna's mercy, because he had that heart tendency. Krishna gave his mercy to him. Kripa Siddhi. So he was just eager for that day when he could personally offer a nice flower garland to Krishna. It's something like Chavari waiting for Ram to come. Then when will that day come when I can make this nice? So she would gather every day fruits and wild berries and things. Path, make the path clean, because one day Ram's going to come. Her spiritual master, Madhavarishi, said, he'll come. Stay. One day you'll see Ram. So he was eager, Sudama was eager to see Krishna. We should be eager to see Krishna. We should be eager to hear Krishna, because we'll hear Krishna before we see Krishna. That's a teaching. We'll hear Krishna before we see Krishna. So, Krishna came right to his door, to his home, because he was, that's where he conducted his business, on the veranda of his house. Krishna came, ready for his garland. And when Sudama saw Krishna at his door, it was, my life is now perfect. My whole family has been sanctified because you've come to my home. I'd like to render some service. Krishna didn't say anything right in the Bhagavatam. He just saw it hanging on the wall. It was a garland that was intended for Krishna. Krishna didn't say it, just his eyes said. Vrindavan understood. Krishna wanted the garland that was intended for him. So Sudama gave a garland to Krishna, gave a garland to Balaram. And what did Krishna say? He didn't just say thank you. Krishna said, you pleased me so much by your devotion. You can ask for anything that you would like. How many rupees? Or how many flowers? Or how many nice children? Or how many, what would you like? He said, I simply want your service, loving service, lifetime after lifetime. That's sufficient. But he said, I also want the association of your devotees, so I can always hear about you. sufficient. But then he said, I also would like a friendly relationship with all living entities. So what's a friend? We all have friends. Now, this author of Kevalastakam is telling us what a real friend is. Real friend, real mother, real preceptor, real father is Shikshayan Che Sada Smartam. Only if they teach one to always remember Adhiranami of Kevalam. The holy name is everything. Your best friends, if you have, we all have friends. The best friends are those persons that always remind you of Krishna. There's different ways of reminding people of Krishna. But if someone is always, always, always reminding you of Krishna, that's your best friend. If you have one such best friend, consider yourself very fortunate. We have many, many friends in many different ways. That's your best friend. Those of you that are parents, I see a few children wandering around here. To be a real parent, a true father, a true mother, a true preceptor, help those persons in your relationships with remembering Krishna. And specifically, remember the holy name, Adhiranama Deva Kevalam. Who knows how long we're going to live? One of the slides that we saw during the Japa retreat was this nice, a disciple of Sachinandan Swami, Krishna Bali, crying for Krishna. Who knows if the meal that we're going to be taking will be our last meal? Who knows? Who can say, I'll live another X? We don't know. No certainty. And then all your plans, abrupt halt. Prabhupada tells a story when he was living in Ahmedabad. A business friend of his, very wealthy man, was diagnosed with some terminal disease. He was with his friend at the doctor's office, and he was pleading with the doctor, can you just give me 3 more years? Then I can finish my plans. No doctor can do that. It's like the bell rings. It's over. And we don't know when the bell's going to ring. There's no certainty. No. Numerically, chances are we'll live a little longer. But who knows? When that... Maybe there's notice, maybe there's no notice. You don't know. So, therefore, it is wise to always practice chanting from very childhood. We had the sharing session at the end, some small children that were part of this 64 round day. 41 rounds. I don't know how old the child was. How old?
Maybe 7.
7 years old. 41 rounds. Looked about the same age. 41 rounds. Another one, 48 rounds. She said, you know, I've never done anything like this before, little children. From childhood, you know, when I hear this, I'm thinking, what was I doing when I was 7 years old? I don't like to think about it too much. You know, frivolous activity. It connects with, you know, if you want to be a good parent, you can't force anything, but you practice and encourage others. Those who are in relationship with the practice of chanting of the holy name. And where the chanting of the holy name is going on, Krishna is there. This is his abode. His abode is where devotees are chanting and singing in the mood of pure devotion. Gayati Gayanti Bhakti Bhavena. Hare Rama, Hare Kekama. This happens to, that's what happens to be Badahari's favorite. I know this because of my relationship with him. Many of you know Badahari. And if you don't, then you'd be one day fortunate to get to know him. This is wonderful kirtan here and a wonderful soft heart to your soul. So, aho, dukkham, four times. Maha dukkham, dukkha, dukkhataram, yatha. Emphasis. Sorrow, sorrow, more painful than any other sorrow and misery of this world. What's that? Sounds terrible. Mistaking the name as a mere piece of glass, people have forgotten this jewel. Now, those of you that have heard Srila Prabhupada's lectures, two of them, you certainly have heard this one. When Dhruva Maharaj, is that in the Bhagavad Gita, it's another one of the Puranic literatures, when he is offered anything he wants, he's told, you'll have this kingdom. And it's Bhakam. Dukkham. Kingdom. Because that was what he was chasing. Now he's got a kingdom. Oh. I was seeking merely a piece of glass, and instead there's your association, which is the jewel. And now I have to stay here and rule the kingdom for 60,000 years. Oh. And I'm not going to do it, but when Brother Hari explains this verse, he narrates the entire story of Sanatana Goswami and the touchstone. There's some newer people here who haven't heard it. The rest of us have probably heard it 100 times. Sanatana Goswami on the altar here before Lord Jagannath. The senior most of the 6 Goswamis. Very charitable, disposed, and he had a touchstone. So when Brahman came to meet him, he was narrating fast. Sanatana, you're very charitable, and I'm very poor. And I can't maintain my family properly. Can I ask some charity from you? I heard you have a touchstone. Would you give your touchstone to me in charity so I can maintain my family properly? Poor Brahmana. Sanatana Goswami said, sure. You'll find it over there in the rubbish pile. So he searched for the rubbish pile, there was the touchstone, and he was, yay! Took it home and touched it to his iron pot, turned it to gold. Then he went and found some other iron things and turned it to gold. Then he was Brahman. So he was like, happy, now I can maintain my family, and then some. But his intelligence said he had this touchstone in the garbage. That means he's got something more valuable. I'm going to go ask Sanatana for that more valuable thing and share it. He's very liberal. So he went back and said, you got something more valuable. I'm making a shorter story. And Sanatana said, sure, I have something more valuable. Can I have that something more valuable and charity from you, please? Sure. Just one thing. Take the touchstone and throw it in the Yamuna. The man looked at the touchstone. He looked at Sanatana. He looked at the touchstone. He looked at Sanatana. He trusted Sanatana. Everyone trusted Sanatana. So he went ahead, threw it in the Yamuna. And what did Sanatana give him? Hare Rama Eva Keva. Because it's a jewel. Nama Chintamani. Krishna's from Padma Purana is a jewel. Nama Chintamani is a conscious jewel, and it brings Krishna consciousness, it brings the highest form of consciousness. Therefore, diatam diatam karno, the ear should hear it again and again. Vachaha, diatam diatam, you should utter it again and again. Giyatam, giyatam, nityam, perpetually sung and sung anew. What's that? Hare Nama, even Devamam. There are some persons who were with us at this Japa retreat that had, they've never gotten over beyond a certain number. The previous time here in Central New Jersey, 4 was the maximum time somebody, for 12 years, that's all that, I mean, that was the maximum that he had chanted ever. But he came and it was, he shared me, I'm just floating. I've never experienced anything like that. I just flew and I felt like I was floating in the sky. Then I started getting like, wow, this is nice, and I kind of went into a landing. So, someone today shared something like that. It was a bit of a struggle initially, but then they sat by Tulsi, and they felt, in their sharing session, they felt from Tulsi like motherly affection, and they're chanting this much. We just have to access from our heart that kindness, and our hearts are a little hardened and covered, but the potency is there. Kini Krityam Jagat Sarvam makes the name makes the Jagat Sarvam, the entire universe. Kini Krityam, insignificant like Kini, like straw of grass. Rajate Sakalopri, it reigns supreme over all. It is full of eternally conscious divine ecstasy. It is supremely pure. But these are words of a personality. He just chants. And he probably takes a nap, probably takes a little prasad, probably does other things. But his life is centered on, this is a, you know, a sadhu, centered on the holy names. I mean, we're busy people. We have jobs and homes and business and that and stuff we're looking at. That's okay. It takes shelter of the holy name. And by taking shelter of the holy name, the weight of importance that all the temporary things seem to hold, it subsides. I'm visiting recently in Austin, Texas. We went to UT campus, had a program at UT. And a fad is those little scooters that are electric. Like half the students were going from here to there with the little scooters that are electric. There was a time when that was like, you know, fun. I remember when I was little, I had a tricycle. So I could go and now sit on a tricycle and, you know, giggle for a little while, but how long can I do that? Because there's a higher happiness than maybe some playfulness to do something like that, but it doesn't hold the same happiness. When you have this higher happiness, the lesser happiness is fading, and they just don't bhakti process works naturally like that. The parent significance, just today someone was sharing with me, that 2 days, Friday evening, Saturday, busy, busy, busy with their career work. Lots of pressure, lots of deadlines, lots of important stuff. So then Sunday morning came, 64 round day, should I... The mind was drawn to all that important work that they had to do for their career. But they came. And when they were initially chanting, the mind was going to all that important work because of the invitation. Light eclipses darkness. It's not that those activities are things that we shouldn't be doing. We should be doing, in a very conscientious and responsible way. At the same time, doing them for Krishna. That consciousness for Krishna, doing for Krishna, comes from the holy name. The consciousness of being in service to Krishna comes from the holy name. And the happiness that we wish to experience in life, even in our everyday affairs, we carry that happiness of connecting with the holy name. It will be with us throughout the day. And that's the last verse. So, all of these, I wasn't the only presenter. Mother Pati Prabhu, Nityananda, and others, some readings from Prabhupada's teachings on the importance of chanting. All this was recorded, so if you weren't able to attend, I would like to ramp up your connection with Krishna a little bit. Listen. And try to become immersed in the mood. Hare Rama, even Kevalam. Everything that you want is there. If you look for what you want elsewhere, you'll keep searching for many lifetimes. Just as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, take shelter of Krishna, particularly for us, it's in the form of His holy name, and from His holy name, the teachings, the deity, Shadi, and all the other forms of devotional expression come from this one thing, done nicely, the chanting of the holy name. Thank you very much for sitting attentively. And next year, when we have a top retreat, maybe you'll spend some time with us here in the resort. Thank you, Krishna. No questions. They're hungry.